I testify, im Yisrael lechol koinem leis ha-shacha, tzof lahafsik. Yishem Yishen is tzof lahafsik. Smach legis, whether a person who started eating in the middle of the night and he got to a leis ha-shacha, does he have to stop eating or not? Generally speaking, we say, he started the heter, does not have to be mafsik. But here it's more chomer, more stringent, because it's a posik that we use as a support for the issue of eating. Before kafis, leis ha-shacha la-adam. Before you daven for your own blood to be alive, you should not eat. Therefore, this opinion holds that even one started earlier, the hetem should be mafsik. The shem azoya, the mishabur brings from the zoya that even if someone got up midnight, he shouldn't eat anything before he eats. That's only a pikabola. The nigla is permitted to eat in the middle of the night. And also, the prima donna said that the zoya is also talking about only if he slept. And he got up. But if he was up the whole night, then he could eat in the course of the night. Like we said, Misaladin, even one did go to sleep, he could eat in the middle of the night afterwards. But Mishabur says, the Maisa, he should only do it if it's necessary. If a person is weak, and he won't be able to have kapanas tefillas afterwards, then he definitely could eat beforehand what's necessary to give him the koyach to have the tefillin. Like we said, the more lenient opinion says that one can continue eating if he started eating. If he started eating the Issa, which means within a half hour of Alois HaShacha, then for Tefillah, according to this opinion, he doesn't have to stop. But for Kriyashma, this opinion agrees that he does have to stop. Because if someone started eating in the time he shouldn't have started eating, there's a mitzvah, the Raisa comes up, then he has to stop eating and he kind of misses the Raisa. There's no get that people take an early Shabbos, they have to make sure to start the Suda earlier, half hour before the Zman of Kriyashma, a certain amount of time before the Shkia. That they schmooze around and they start the Suda after Shkia. First of all, they shouldn't have done it. And even if they start the Suda, they have to stop in the middle of the Suda to say Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
Maisa, in respect to Shabbos, the Mishabru says, that Achreim said that Iker is like the most stringent opinion. Sivvav. Afil lilmad os mishagia zman atfil, the hainu mishrogel is fowl of base midrashoi, the hainu rogel of base knesses. A person who learns at home and davens at home, he's not allowed to learn after the time of Alois HaShacha. So he's not allowed to start learning if it's after Alois HaShacha. Now this is talking about a person who is not planning to go to shul. He learns and then there's Ikel HaMechash doing literally the Gilsa the Yavah Zman Kriya Shema Tefillah. He'll get involved in his learning and miss the Zman Kriya Shema Tefillah. Amisha Rogel Leilat Leveis HaKnesses Muta is Rogel to go to shul then it's Muta Mulam Lacheirin. He teaches other people. So once again, before we go to the second thing, we just said that a person is going to shul, then he can't start learning beforehand because he has a schedule to go to shul. And when he's in shul, when he starts davening, he's going to stop learning. If he's Mlamed Achem, he's teaching other people, I feel him any rogel leil basic knesses mutzah. Even if he doesn't go to shul, still, since he's with other people, it's permitted. Kivan sheshaw veris, dischus, rabim dov godlu, lo yudu ashur yizvatav lo yuchlu limud. Sounds like a group of people that they don't have a minyan. Even so, they let us learn before shachris, because since it's a limit of the rabbin, we let him start the shir, even though the zman of tefillah came, so that says not to lose out the schus of the limit of the rabbin. Shabru says, it's only if he's not going to miss out the zman kriyishma. If he's concerned that he will lose out the kriyishma, then he has to say kriyishma. So zayin, mutal, listapir, b'zikonis, l'mechel, samul, l'shachish, l'gozer, el, samul, l'minchush, even though before the time of Minchah, one is not allowed to take a haircut or go into a bathhouse. Before Shachris, before Leis HaShachar, one is allowed to take a bathhouse. The Shabbos says it's only Somuch, that half hour before Leis HaShachar. But once Leis HaShachar came, he's not allowed to take a haircut or go into a bathhouse before davening. According to this, the people that go to the mikvah should just go to the mikvah. Many people, if they go to the mikvah before davening, they take a whole shower. Vosna says that since they're doing the whole tefillah with the base, the cover had tefillah, then whatever they do, this limud schus, it's not going to take them away from the davening, it's preparing them for the davening.
Yeah.
Others say that they should just make his basic, just rinse himself off and go to the mikvah, and I take a whole shower with soap and everything else.